Thank you. Thank you. James Brandon Lewis at the tenor saxophone, with Aaron Ortiz at the piano, Brad Jones at the bass, and Chad Taylor at the drums, from the album Code of Being, released on the Intact Recording label. That was Per Five. Prior to that, Mostly Other People Do the Killing, pared down to a trio for an outing entitled Disasters Volume 1, out on their own Hot Cup recording label. Mopa Elliott at the bass, Kevin Shea at drums and electronics, and Ron Stabinski, of course, at the piano and some electronics as well. Johnstown was the name of that piece. Brody West and his quintet before that, new release for him, just out on the Astral Spirits recording label. Meadow of Dreams is the name of the release, and we heard Haunt, with Evan Cartwright at drums, vibes, and some guitar work as well. Josh Cole at the bass, Nick Frazier at the drums, Tanya Gill at piano, and Brody West at alto saxophone. Meadow of Dreams, once again, is the name of that release. Prior to that, Charles Rumbach and his ensemble. K10 was the piece we took from the Seven Bridges new release, also on Astral Spirits. Jim Baker featured at Analog Synthesizer. John Hughes at the electronics. Nick Markey at the bass. Ron Miles at the cornet. Charles Rumbach leading the project and plays drums and guitar. Jason Stein at bass clarinet, John Tate at the bass, Greg Ward at alto saxophone, and Macy Stewart at violin and voice. Charles Rumbach and Seven Bridges. Prior to that, Gordon Gurdina's Square Peg, Matt Maneri at the viola, Shazad Ismaili at electric bass and synthesizer, Christian Lillinger at the drums, and Gordon Gordina at oud and guitar electric. That was a piece entitled Microbian Theory from the newly released Klobiski. Out in the fall on Attaboy Girl Recordings, Gordon's own imprint. And that was one of the projects that Gordon will be presenting along with The Marrow on the 21st of May, 22nd of May in Victoriaville at Colisea. Prior to that, Matthew Bourne and pianist Matthew Bourne and Emil Carlson, who plays drums, from a beautiful duo outing from them entitled The Embalmer, with a piece entitled Snuff. It's just been released on the Relative Pitch recording label. And Ches Smith starting off that set, as mentioned. Clear Major from Interpreted Well, the forthcoming release on the Pyroclastic recording label. We're going to close with a short piece from Gordina's The Marrow project, featuring Gordina at the oud, Josh Zubat at violin, Hank Roberts at the cello, and Mark Elias at the bass, and Hameen Hanari at tom deck, daff, and frame drum. From the album El Sadrom, this is a piece entitled Calling on You. Thanks to everybody who called last funding drive. Do pay your pledge and tune in next week. Thanks for listening. Bye. Thank you.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Hello, and welcome to Signs of the Times on CKUT, a show trying to understand the uncharted cultural waters that we find ourselves in today. A little later in the show today, we'll be interviewing Marlene Hale of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. But before that, Elle and I are going to provide a little context. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Olive.
And my name is Elle. Today, we'll be talking about Wet'suwet'en and the pipeline expansion project that they are opposing. So Wet'suwet'en is in so-called BC, in North Inland.
So the pipeline project that's going through is being built by CGL. So the pipeline is planning to go from Edmonton, Alberta, all the way through the Rockies into Burnaby, BC. And the pipeline is planned to go through the traditional territory of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. This project was bought by the Canadian federal government for $4.5 billion. The original budget was supposed to be $7.6 billion, but actually in 2020, the budget was upped to $12.6 billion. This is just the cost of construction. It does not cover the massive police presence that has accrued around the pipeline, disrupting attempts to defend the land from the Canadian government.
So some context on Wet'suwet'en, just to give you some background before you listen. So Wet'suwet'en Nation, it's made up of clans, one of them being Gidimden, which is one of the main checkpoints of opposition.